Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks, and it continues to be the 27th of August, 2011. We're visiting with Amanda Teagarten, and we're talking about the U.S.-China Governors Conference, or we're going to be here in a few minutes. In the meantime, I want to real quickly say that, folks, we need you to support the network whenever and however you can. We are getting very close to our goal. I keep forgetting to ask Alice, our board out there at the network, exactly where we are with that. But you can subscribe to... I'm sorry? Okay, she's checking on it for me, and I'll give you a number exactly how close we are to the goal. But we are involved in the pledge drive right now, trying to raise some money for some new equipment, in addition to continuing to fund the existing expenses, and it literally costs thousands of dollars every month to keep the phone lines going, the streams, the satellite feed, all of the stuff that we need going to keep this network on the air and sounding good. So you can subscribe to the archives. They're only $1.33 a month. You can go back and listen to all the shows we've done in the past, and the archives will be sounding less distorted once the new equipment is in place. But we have that. That's only $1.33 a month, and you can pay extra for those. We also have the RBN business cards, $10 for 100 of them. It includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. I highly encourage you to... What's the number? Okay, we're only $5,500 away from that goal to achieve, so that's within reach, ladies and gentlemen. So anything you can give to support the cause of freedom and educate the people out there would be greatly encouraged. Once again, you can pay $10 for 100 RBN business cards, leave them in different places and spread the word about the network, and also a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism, all shipped to you for just $10. So you can write a check or money order payable to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can pledge your support on the phone anytime during business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Or you can go online and donate it online at republicbroadcasting.org. All right, now that we got the housekeeping stuff out of the way, we will take another break, and we'll be back with a longer segment with Amanda Teagarten here on Govern America. Stay with us.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and we are back visiting with Amanda Teagarten. And Amanda is, has attended the U.S. conference, the U.S.-China conference there last month. This thing was held... It was, what were the dates again? I don't know if you remember that off the top of your head.
Yes, it was held in Salt Lake City, Utah, July 14th through the 17th. Okay. And it was in conjunction with the National Governors Association. That Governors Association, they have an annual meeting and then they have a winter meeting. This was their annual meeting. About 32, I've heard different reports of how many governors attended. It was either 31 or 32. One newspaper reported 20, and I think that's really lowball.
Mm-hmm.
They the two conferences were held at the same time, although the governors got in a day ahead of time to conduct some business, and I later found out that on July 13th, which was a Wednesday, some memorandums of understanding were signed, at least between the Utah governor and Chinese university officials, business arrangements, deals were made in between Utah's governor and the governor of, I'm going to slaughter the name here, but it's Wanin Province, all right?
Okay.
And the point is that this during the National Governors Association meeting on a Friday was the first ever U.S.-China Governors Forum. This forum was created by a memorandum of understanding, which is a kind of a contract.
Now, all this kind of stemmed from Hu Jintao's visit
exactly
to the United States with Obama just before that.
In January.
Mm-hmm.
In your listeners may remember that Hu Jintao had a significant or historic event happen as he came to Washington, D.C., and many deals, which we later found out, many agreements were made, some of which we'll never find out about. But one of them, Secretary Hillary Clinton was present for this, and there was a signing of a memorandum of understanding creating this forum, which allowed for the partnering of the governors from Chinese provinces and party secretaries to partner with U.S. governors. It's called the subnational level. So this isn't the federal government doing it. This is bringing China into the states
mm-hmm.
to partner with provinces and provincial leaders. So it's state to state, not country to country. And so this very simple document, which we struggled to get, by the way, the State Department kept talking about it but couldn't produce it, and I had to do a Freedom of Information Act request to get the document myself, and I had to go through my congressman to get it because the phone calls to the office Special Representative Rita Jo Lewis was not successful in actually producing the document. It's kind of a testimony of how the government works. If you wanted to see about this memorandum of understanding that created this subnational agreement and the agreement for the governor's forum, they had a spokesperson talking about it starting in January and February. Her name was Special Representative Rita Jo Lewis. She worked for a division of the State Department. I called her office and asked for a copy of the actual MOU because it's not on the State Department website.
Mm.
And although she talked about it, her office didn't have it.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, I had to go through several people and several phone calls and follow-up email requests and finally ended up going through my congressman and asked his help to get the document. And then lo and behold, I get an email within a few days saying it's on the State Department website. Well, it wasn't there before. But
mm-hmm.
it just shows you that if you press an issue, you can get some results.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this whole governor's conference with the Chinese is the fact that, number one, I guess it was closed to much of the press.
It was
as biased as our media is, and as friendly to China as our media is, they still shut out much of the media, right?
They allowed in certain media. They disallowed the New American and some other, I guess, some other ones, but saying that they would be biased or not would not be unbiased. Or there was another word that they used in there. Well, that's a legitimate news organization. While
sure.
I was at the conference, okay, I have to explain to your listeners, there were two conferences going on at the same time
right.
and featured the same Chinese officials. I attended the other one at the Little America Hotel in Salt Lake City, the 14th through the 16th of July, and it was at the Little America Hotel, which is a search hotel linked to the Grand America Hotel, which is a five-star hotel where the governors were staying and where the governor's forum was taking place, the National Governors Association meeting. Heavy security at the Grand America Hotel. They had a state highway patrolman with their guns in their belts walking the hallway. They had Secret Service with the little curly earbuds in their suits walking around, and the fire department personnel on Segways in the halls. And I tried my best to get in there, even though I was staying in that hotel. You could not get to the third floor where a lot of these were taking place. You were met by three officers on the landing of the third floor, and you couldn't get to the conference rooms on the ground floor because they were at the back on the other side of a courtyard. So security was tight. I did manage to get a few photographs using the Zoom feature on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while that one was happening at the Grand America, across the street, Little America Hotel, was the U.S.-China 2011 Culture and Education Conference. And I have to say that the NGA, the National Governors Association meeting, did not advertise their agenda. They only tell you afterward what they talked about. There was an agenda for the U.S.-China 2011 conference, and I found that and realized same date, and there's two conferences, and it was free to the first 500 people who registered. So I registered, and that's the conference that I attended. As a nonprofit, I'm the executive director of a nonprofit, and that's what I attend. I attended, and I signed up to attend, and I flew into Salt Lake City. After I registered, I was asked by email, would you like a one-on-one meeting with a Chinese business leader? And, of course, I declined, but that shows you that the intent of the meeting was to pair up U.S. and Chinese business associations and or business to make business deals and university to university. So I attended the conference. First day, you have Governor Gary Herbert giving the opening plenary speech.
Mm-hmm.
He was preceded by a man named Lou Kramer. And by the way, talking about the press, the China Daily, which is their newspaper for the China.
Yeah, they were all allowed in, weren't they?
They were allowed in. They had the big tripod cameras, the expensive equipment, plus the provincial leaders from China all brought a media entourage. So there was plenty of Chinese media. Yet the New American Magazine, which is a legitimate organization and a true
only the media outlets that they control.
Only the media and C-SPAN. C-SPAN covered the Governors Association. And there were other what I would call American media allowed in, but you had to have the special prior approval, and everybody had the net lanyard and back. Anyway, so the conference I was at, it was opened up by a man named Lou Kramer, who was the president and CEO of the World Trade Center, Utah. I didn't know Utah had a World Trade Center.
I didn't either.
This guy opens up the meeting, and he says in his opening presentation, and the audience is filled with Chinese governors, party officials from the Communist Party, university, those who are connected to university, and businesses, and translators. And Utah businesses. There were booths for the Utah businesses, Utah universities, and Utah EB-5. There were two booths for those promoting EB-5 visas, which I think you've had Vicki Davis on talking
about.
Yeah,
we've talked about EB-5 with Vicki a lot. In fact, just for those listeners that don't know, the EB-5 visa program is the program which allows foreign nationals, to literally buy permanent residency here in the United States. So in the case of China, if you're going to do espionage or you want to get a toehold in the country, you can literally spend $500,000 or $1 million, depending upon the area, and buy your way in if you can't get in any other way.
It's rural or suburban. Those are the difference. Okay, I'll read you some of the I was sitting there reading the brochure, which gives the biography of the speakers. And
yeah, before you do that, I want to just interject here. We were talking about the press. I think it's really noteworthy that I was watching on the State Department website, there was actually a transcript and a video of, and I forget the woman's name, she's a black woman, who was standing up speaking, giving a press conference about the outcome of this conference that you're talking about. And as I was watching the video, and I say it was there because I just now went back to try to get the woman's name, and guess what? It's gone.
Rita Jo Lewis was there.
What is it?
Rita Jo Lewis. Rita is R-E-T-A, and
okay.
Then Jo is J-O Lewis. She was there when the Chinese officials were. You know, she is a special envoy with the State Department.
Okay, but the thing that's interesting, aside from the fact that they took the page down, Now, which is pretty bizarre. As I was watching the video of the press conference she was giving, I didn't see a single American reporter there. I mean, they were all Asian.
And
Daily there. There was a Taiwan paper there. But there were no American reporters at all.
Welcome to the new America. Okay, Lou Kramer, I'll give you some of the quotes from the speeches. I transcribed them.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're up against the clock. It's amazing how fast the time goes. Let's hold those quotes. We'll take the break. We'll come back. We'll get right into it again. Stay with us, folks. If we have time, and I think we will, we'll open up the phone line, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Amanda Teagarten. She's from the Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And we are back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, the website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. And we're visiting with Amanda Teagarden. She's from the Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise, and her website is ok-safe.com. And also she's got ok-safe.org as well, right, Amanda?
Yes, we have both those URLs. And you can check our blog. Just click on the blog link on that website, and it'll take you to the documents that are the two transcripts that I've gotten done so far for the U.S.-China Governors Forum or the U.S.-China 2011 conference that I attended are up there. And there's also a link to a memorandum of understanding between the mayor of San Diego, San Diego Gas and Electric, and Belt Rod in the Russian Federation for the development or a partnership for the development of the smart grid. And just to tell you, it's not just China that is the issue or the concern here, is that deals are being made in our country for the sharing and the development of technology, a technology grid, smart grid part of it, healthcare is another, common core education standards are another. So this it's really very concerning what's happening. It's very hard to get people's attention on this because you can't see it, but you can see the effects of what's happening. And in essence, we're operating as a country without borders. And it's just basically
and even within the borders,
trading blocks.
With these world trade, with these
foreign trade zones, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Even within the borders, now our country is slipping into international zones.
Yeah. So Lou Kramer, who is the president and CEO of the World Trade Center Utah, opened up his statement saying that you are part of making history today. July 14th, 2011, there will be one of these days that you will be able to say to your children and your grandchildren that you were here when history was made. And it is because there has never been a gathering before in this country of such distinguished guests from China. I'll tell you, Darren, that it wasn't only Utah that the Chinese officials visited. They went to several states and cities within the United States, signed by one official's account, 40 different memorandums of understanding. 40, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Utah was the location of the meeting of the East and West railroads to create the Transcontinental Railroad, and Lou Kramer that picture as a joining together, a symbol of the joining together of East and West. And he says, today, July 14th, 2011, we are again joining East and West. We're bringing China and Utah together. He used the word historical, unprecedented, and exciting, and productive several times. And he said that we're going to spend much of the afternoon connecting industry sectors, interest clusters with each other, and that'll be the power of this. Okay, so it was a big dating fest, Darren,
mm-hmm.
and I called it the best little whorehouses in Utah were these two hotels during this conference. He says, Governor Herbert has made a challenge to us in Utah to build unprecedented partnerships. That is what we are doing at the Governor's Office of Economic Development, the Department of Commerce, the colleges, the Chambers of Commerce, the Economic Development Corporation, and the World Trade Center. We are focused on our international collaboration. At the end of his presentation, you were very convinced that Utah was open for business and actively doing investment, foreign direct investment by the Chinese into the state of Utah. Governor Herbert then spoke, and he said, this is truly an historic occasion to bring governors from two great nations together. We are in a spirit of mutual respect and pursuit of common goals. Now, the American public doesn't think that we're in the pursuit of common goals with communist China, but that's what this Republican governor told the audience.
Yeah, what are the common goals? What common goals do we have?
I don't know. Power? Okay, we have a vision for our state, which is that Utah will lead the nation as the best performing economy and be recognized as a premier global business destination. He also says the United National Export Initiative challenges American companies to double exports in the next 5 years to boost our economic endeavors. Along with numerous other governors, I have signed a letter pledging my wholehearted support for this initiative. And then he goes on to say, on behalf of the people of Utah, I beg you for your continued partnership with Utah. Now, that is a U.S. governor speaking to a Chinese audience that has Chinese government officials and party leaders in there saying, I beg you for your continued partnership with Utah. When I was transcribing this, I went back and forth on that audio to make sure I had that right.
Mm-hmm.
Now just picture that position, the superpower, quote-unquote superpower of the United States, has a governor in it begging our former enemy.
Rival, enemy.
And a rival. To for their continued partnership with the state. Now,
in other words, this is the thing that just it just irks me so bad. It makes me so angry because there's no reason why we need anything that China has to give us.
Imagine what that does to the Chinese. How
mm-hmm.
they think, okay, I have a governor begging me.
Yeah, they're begging. Please come here and employ our people. Please come here and give us the breadcrumbs that fall from your table. Never mind the fact that we made the meal, we gave them the meal, we gave them all the ingredients, we gave them everything they need, and the money's coming back now with strength. Actually chains. We'll be back here at the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Thank you. aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. Dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Amanda Teagarden, and we're talking about this U.S.-China Governors Conference, the conferences that took place last month, which Amanda has very adequately, I think, described as a high-level speed dating between the leaders of the governors here in the States and those who are leaders of provinces over there in communist China. And you know, Amanda, you were reading some of the notes that you've taken, and I want you to get right back to that because I don't want time to slip away. But I do want to say real quickly that if you go to the website, listeners, governamerica.com, under the guest information on the right-hand side of the page, right now we have links to all of her websites, ok-safe.com, ok-safe.org. Her WordPress blog is there, as well as the links to the reports that she's reading from on the website scribed.com. So all of that is there. You can go there and look at her work. She spent a lot of time at exhaustive research and to try to detail this and lay this out for you. There are pictures there from the conference. You can go and take a look at that as well. Amanda, please continue.
All right. I just want to make a note that it is important for people to attend these conferences at all possible, because what the press release says and what really happens are always two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason OK Safe sent me. Well, we ended with Governor Gary Herbert, the Republican governor of Utah, begging on behalf of the people of Utah, I beg you for your continued partnership with Utah. And, again, speaking to the Chinese governors in the audience, there were four provincial leaders, four governors, all members of the People's Republic of China, the Communist Party of China.
Hey, Amanda, are you talking directly into the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little better now. Thank you.
All right. It says, and again, this is a quote from Governor Herbert. It is this partnership that inspired my recent trade mission to China. He went there in April. And a lot of other state governors have gone to China already on trade missions, or your lieutenant governor, so you might want to check in your state.
Mm-hmm.
I go on. His quote is, I led over 20 companies on my trade mission with the sole purpose of creating and exchanging business relationships between Utah and Chinese companies. This goes on. I led the Chinese mission in order to facilitate opportunities for Utah companies to have one-on-one meetings with government officials and potential partner companies in China. Well, this one-on-one meeting was what these forums were geared to do. And, again, as you mentioned, it's high-level speed dating. The conference I attended after the governor spoke, it broke up for lunch, and the people, the attendees, were all encouraged to get to know the Chinese and the Americans, mostly Mormon-owned Utah businesses and universities. That's literally who was there, to get to know each other, shake hands, and exchange business cards.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to talk about that.
Some people don't want to talk about it, but obvious.
You can talk about anything you want to on this program. The role of the Mormon Church in this whole thing is just unbelievable.
We have two Mormon candidates running for president, and I'll tell you that I came away from the conference, and I know it was in Salt Lake City, but I came away convinced that this is a LDS, Latter-day Saints business effort. This is not about spreading the gospel, but this is the LDS Church is all over this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they're sellouts, you have the American Chinese Friendship Society Promotion Society.
American Chinese Friendship Promotion Society started in 1981 by a Mormon who was on a Mormon mission trip to Taiwan. He speaks fluent Mandarin Chinese just as well as we speak English, and in fact, he moves from Mandarin Chinese to English as though it's the same language. That man was Ron Hansen. Ron Hansen is an interesting fellow. He started that Friendship Promotion Society. He was also the one that caused this U.S.-China 2011 conference to happen in partnership with the Governor's Forum. So this is no slouch. This is somebody that can cause things to happen. And the sponsoring businesses that were in some of the meeting rooms there with their booths and their tables are Mormon-owned businesses. Well, I'm not an expert on the Mormon Church, but I have learned that the Mormon Church makes sure they get 10%. to the point where the bishop will come visit your house and knock on the door and check and make sure, okay, now it may not look like you're giving 10%. You need to give up your 10%. So it benefits the church, LDS Church, as an organization to make sure they have successful business partners in their church who make a lot of money. Well, the church, the LDS organization,
is the one that is promoting this, and those were the businesses that were the hosts. So John Huntsman, John Huntsman has, at one of the universities, both universities, Utah State University and University of Utah, had tables at the conference. At the Utah State University's table, there was the John M. Huntsman School of Business China Cooperative Academic Programs was featured. And this is a school within Utah State University that Huntsman is named for John Huntsman. And it's clearly aimed at bringing in exchange students or professors even from China to promote deeper relationships. And what happens at these universities is that they end up developing or gaining access to technology that our universities are paying for, which means tax dollars are paying for, and then the Chinese have access to. And that was the other part of this conference, is that this is back to Governor Herbert's quote. He said, we understand that for many Utah companies which do business with China, having positive working relationships with Chinese regulatory agencies is crucial for success. So that was the other part of this conference, is to make sure the regulations between the two countries are compatible. It says, for example, we were able to facilitate meetings between Utah companies and our life science sector and the representative of China's food and drug agency. Utah has strong and vibrant life sciences, pharmaceutical, and medical devices industries. These meetings were critical first steps for these companies to move forward with positive business relationships in China. Our trade mission also helped to cement existing technology and research partnerships between a number of Utah and Chinese companies and our universities. Now, you probably remember when the blood thinner drug was tainted with an ingredient in it that had come from a pharmaceutical company in China, and people were dying from this blood thinner.
Well, there's just one of many things that we've imported from China. I mean, I remember all the dogs dying from melamine in the dog food. You know, they had melamine in the milk. In fact, a lot of people were poisoned. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you could probably have done several hours on the problems here.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on to say, researchers, engineers, and innovators from China and Utah are working in concert to solve some of today's most complex problems, particularly in the area of energy development and environmental conservation. Well, okay, you tell me, practically speaking, what can Utah and China do together to protect the environment?
Well,
I mean, it's not even a logical statement, but they're saying that's what they're going to do. And our jobs are, our manufacturing jobs, our research technology is all going to China, and I think GE even sent their X-ray division is now over in China.
Yeah.
We are putting together the healthcare delivery system in this country, and if normal healthcare delivery systems in the United States are now outsourced to China, we are beginning to see the doing away with local control, if we ever had local control of your health care, local control of your education system, which has been gone for a long time, local control of your government. Everything's going to be homogenized, brought together, and a standard uniform offer will be given to everybody, because that's the socialist manner, is the state runs everything. Well, we're laying the foundation with these agreements with China,
mm-hmm.
and San Diego's partnership with Belgorod and the Russian Federation for the development of the smart grid, that this is all happening without the American public's input, knowledge, or consent.
That's right.
And
well,
we're
it's a
be,
silent consent, Amanda.
It is.
But the fact that, you know, some of this stuff, a little bit of it, gets talked about on the news, especially with regard to the fact that they're holding the conferences. There was some mention of it on the news. You know, and that should have been a red flag, even to the most passive American, who would listen to something like that and say, "What's going on here? Why do we have all these?" I mean, it was well publicized that Hu Jintao came over here. They flew the Chinese Communist flag right next to the U.S. flag on Constitutional Avenue. Constitution Avenue there in Washington, D.C., you know, I about, you know, popped a gasket when I saw the Chinese raise their flag on our nation's mall, the National Mall, there in Washington, D.C., and right after that, the Empire State Building changed its colors to yellow and red in honor of the Communist Chinese 60-year anniversary of Mao, you know. So all of this is going on around them. You know, a lot of some of this stuff does get publicized. You know, where's the pulse? I mean, it's like the whole body is dead. I don't understand where the outrage is. You know, go ahead.
Well, the outrage isn't there, and I think my pastor says and makes this statement, this observation, and I believe it's true, is that what we have here in America is the failure of the church. And when the church has stopped teaching the truth, speaking the truth, and standing on truth, and where the body, the congregation, would actually understand and have powers of discernment and hold people accountable, we wouldn't have what we have as this society, as people who are compliant and not willing to take a stand on any issues, engaged in worldly affairs, secular activities, and pursuing things that are the latest technological toy to play with, and their focus is there, instead of paying attention to what standing on principle, which is what this country was supposed to be founded on, is to make us unique and different, is that we were immoral people. Well, you'd have to agree, we're not such a moral people anymore.
Not
and what
at all.
Happens,
not at all.
What happens to a moral people is they will be taken over because you're overcome by your sin.
Yeah.
And that includes being, you know, living beyond your means. I'll just end because we're just about done here. But Governor Herbert made this mention, and again, like you've had Vicki on, Vicki Davis before, who's done outstanding research on this EB5B. He mentioned Utah is a great location for business. Let's see here. A long history of stable and efficient government. Utah currently supports two successful EB5 centers and is seeking contracts for more. An EB5 regional center is an area designated by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services as eligible to receive immigrant investor capital and may lead to green card with a $500,000 investment. And as you mentioned, there's also an opportunity for $1 million investment if you invest in urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah has, this is again Governor Herbert speaking, Utah has established a number of economic clusters which provide investment and collaboration opportunities, Chinese companies and capital, including aviation and aerospace, software development and information technologies, energy and natural resources, life science, financial services, outdoor products, and recreation. You might as well just say everything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So there we are. We're going to be in a partnership with the communist countries for our energy sector. Who controls the energy, of course, is going to control what you can do, when you can do, and whether you have a business or not, because they can turn your power on or turn your power off.
Yep.
The other issue
already in the works because they got the smart meters.
Yeah. Now, he goes on to say, a stellar example of a successful foreign direct investment, and that's what the states are pursuing, by the way. I live in Oklahoma. And our Lieutenant Governor Todd Lam, a Republican, answered this question, yes, when he was asked, does your office plan to seek foreign direct investment in the state of Oklahoma? He said yes. Well, would that include China? Well, he didn't answer that question. He went and talked about Ireland, as though that's going to be better than China. Okay. Anyway, he said a stellar example of, this is Herbert, successful foreign direct investment in Utah is the Estonian company called Enefit. And Enefit is in the oil shale business. Enefit recently made a large investment in Utah and Utah's oil shale. I'll tell you, Darren, China is actively investing in oil shale in the United States, not only in Utah, but down in Texas. Governor Rick Perry is involved in that purchase.
Yeah.
In that partnership.
Boy, what a scumbucket he is. But you know, all of these people, all of these governors are scumbuckets. When there was one or there was like one or two, at least one, that I heard about that said, no, I'm not. I think it was the governor of Ohio, wasn't it, that said he's not going to the conference?
John Kasich from Ohio said that he was not going to attend. We applauded him because that was the right decision.
Yeah, so I hope if you folks are living in Ohio that you at least pat your governor on the back for that. There may be other things that you don't like him about, like about him, but at least he deserves praise for saying, I'm not going to take part in this China thing.
Right. One Republican who made the right decision, Oklahoma's Governor Mary Fallon, who was a congresswoman, she was our lieutenant governor, then was crowned a congresswoman, then she came back and was governor, and she's going to be Oklahoma's CEO. Those are warning words to anybody who's
CEO.
Listening. CEO, Chief Executive Officer.
In other words, the corporation, listeners.
Yes.
The corporation. All right. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with this is Governor America visiting with Amanda Teagarden, talking about the sellout of America to the communist Chinese. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Final segment.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com.
All right, I'm Darren Weeks. This is Govern America, and we are back. Final segment here. We've been talking about this communist Chinese sellout of America, the governor's conference, and they're going to be going over in October, I believe it is, the governors of the states, the ones, I guess, that want to participate. This is all being arranged by the State Department to go over there and have a reciprocal visit over there with the province leaders in China. So this partnershipping is going on. In the meantime, Amanda, I don't know if you were aware of this, but now the University of Southern California actually has the U.S.-China Institute. And evidently this has been around. I just stumbled across this doing show prep for this program, I wasn't aware that there was a U.S.-China Institute on the campus of the University of Southern California, but there certainly is.
Well, I think there are probably a lot of agreements between the universities and China, a partner university that most folks aren't aware of. And I know we're about ready to come to the end, but I'll just give you four Chinese provincial leaders each spoke, and the second one was Zhao Hongzhu, the party secretary of Zhejiang province. And he showed a PowerPoint presentation about his province. He spoke in Mandarin Chinese, and, of course, you could get a little translation headset if you wanted, but I took pictures during it of his PowerPoint presentation, and it was about the development and the technology and the demographics of Zhejiang. And he says Zhejiang ranks in the fifth in sustainable development capacity in mainland China. His next slide is the goal is to enhance local, state, province cooperation between China and the U.S. Commitment to the concept of the American-Chinese partnership should have a wider mission than national self-interest, all right?
In other words, communism is sustainable.
Right, and he's warning against national self-interest, which is a little jab at protectionism. And then the last slide, which I think you'll appreciate, is a panorama, and at the top of it, it says, yes, we can. And
where have we heard that before?
Where have we heard that before? So that kind of summed up their opinion here, is that, yes, we can. And obviously they can, because the governors are not putting their foot down and saying no, at least the 32 governors that were there. Now, that's not to say all 32 of them made agreements with China, but I didn't hear anybody giving backlash or rejecting what was taking place. And I would just encourage your listeners, is you have to call your governor, contact your governor, and ask them, do you plan to seek foreign direct investment by Chinese in our state? And I'll tell you, Texas is actively pursuing it. They've got 23 investments going by Chinese companies. Oklahoma has one. I just stumbled on this website, which apparently is keeping track of these investments in the United States. It's called the Rhodium Group.
Okay.
The Rhodium Group, and Rhodium is R-H-O-D-I-U-M Group, and they are tracking in favor of it, of course, but of Chinese investment in the U.S. So there's a map. You might want to click on your state and see what's happening.
The Rhodium Group, folks. Put it in a search engine. Find out what's happening in your state. And read your governor the riot act if they're not doing the right thing. I appreciate you and your work, Amanda. This is just so important. I can't think of anything more important. I say that about a lot of issues, but it's a thought that we're losing our country if we don't stand up and defend it and take our rightful role to govern. I appreciate you, and folks, check out her materials, check out her website. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us, Amanda.
Thank you very much, Darren, and God bless.
God bless you. Folks, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Bill Paz, Derek's up next on the network. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar.